Our Old Testament reading this morning comes in the book of Numbers. Now, we normally don't think too much about the book of Numbers, but I wanted to give you an idea what the book of Numbers represents in the Old Testament. It's the story of how the people of Israel failed to enter the Promised Land. Now, we know they were delivered out of bondage in Egypt. They wandered around in the wilderness for 40 days, and they failed to enter into the Promised Land. And the book of Numbers talks about that because they refused to trust God and then forced to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. The book of Numbers teaches us about the disastrous consequences of rebellion and dissatisfaction with God. Now you think, who can be dissatisfied with God? That's what happens, and I think we can learn an awful lot for it. So in Numbers chapter 14, verses 1 through 12, I'm going to share with you about the subtitle of this is The People Rebel. Then all the people began weeping aloud, and they cried all night. Their voices rose in a great chorus of complaint against Moses and Aaron. We wish we had died in Egypt, and even here in the wilderness, they wailed. Why is the Lord taking us to this country only to have us die in battle? Our wives and our little ones we carried off as slaves. Let us get out of here and return to Egypt. They plotted among themselves. Let's choose a leader and go back to Egypt. Then Moses and Aaron fell down on the ground before the people of Israel. Two of the men who explored the land, Joshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, tore their clothes. They said, the community of Israel, the land we explored, is a wonderful land. And if the Lord is pleased with us, he'd bring us safely into the land and give it to us. It is rich land, flowing with milk and honey, and he will give it to us. Do not rebel against the Lord, and don't be afraid of the people of the land. They're only helpless prey to us. They have no protection, but the Lord is with us. Don't be afraid of them. But, you know, I like the buts and the ifs. So the whole community began to talk about stoning Joshua and Caleb. Then the glorious presence of the Lord appeared to all the Israelites from above the tabernacle. And the Lord said to Moses, how long will these people reject me? When they never believe even me, after all the miracles and signs that I have done among them, I will disown them and destroy them with a plague. Then I will make you into a nation far greater and mightier than they are. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of a portion of the book of Numbers.